5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
These are the stakes. To make a world in which all of God's children can live, or to go into the dark. We must either love each other, or we must die.
Vote for President Johnson on November 3rd. The stakes are too high for you to stay home.
Senator Barry Goldwater speaking with General Dwight D. Eisenhower at Gettysburg.
We keep getting back to the subject of war and peace. And in this campaign that Congressman Bill Miller and I are engaged in for the presidency and the vice presidency, because we constantly stress the need for a strong America, our opponents are referring to us as warmongers. And I'd like to know what your opinion of that would be. You've known me a long time, and you've known Congressman Miller a long time.
Well, Barry, in my mind, this is actual tommy rot. Now, you've known about war. You've been through one. I'm older than you. I've been in more. But I'll tell you, no man that knows anything about war is going to be reckless about this.
Vote for Barry Goldwater. In your heart, you know he's right.
Do you know what people used to do? They used to explode atomic bombs in the air. Now, children should have lots of vitamin A and calcium, but they shouldn't have any strontium-90 or cesium-137. These things come from atomic bombs, and they're radioactive. They can make you die. Do you know what people finally did? They got together and signed a nuclear test ban treaty, and then the radioactive poison started to go away. But now, there's a man who wants to be president of the United States, and he doesn't like this treaty. He fought against it. He even voted against it. He wants to go on testing more bombs. His name is Barry Goldwater. And if he's elected, they might start testing all over again.
Vote for President Johnson on November 3rd. The stakes are too high for you to stay home.
I certainly do have a question for Mr. Goldwater. My name is Bill Waters, and I'm single and of military age. And, well, I'm concerned about my future. I'd like to be able to plan my future. I'd like to get a good job. I'd like to know where Mr. Goldwater stands on the draft.
Well, I'll tell you frankly, I want to end the draft altogether and as soon as possible. In order to keep this nation strong and keep the peace, our military services need trained volunteers. We must attract men and women who will dedicate their careers to the military services. And we'll attract them with good pay, good career opportunities, and real security for their families. The present draft system is dangerously outmoded. It's wasteful, and it's unfair to our young people. What we need is a good professional corps, which has real pride in its service to the cause of peace and freedom.
In your heart, you know he's right. Vote for Barry Goldwater.
The Constitution does not tell us what kind of man a president must be. It says he must be 35 years old and a natural-born citizen. It leaves the rest to the wisdom of the voters. Our presidents have been reasonable men. They have listened. They have thought clearly and spoken carefully. They have cared about people, for the pieces of paper on which they sign their names change people's lives. Most of all, in the final loneliness of this room, they have been prudent. They have known that the decisions they make here can change the course of history or end history altogether. In crisis and tragedy, we have found men worthy of this office. We have been fortunate. Vote for President Johnson on November 3rd. The stakes are too high for you to stay home.
Graft, swindles, juvenile delinquency, crime, riots. Hear what Barry Goldwater has to say about our lack of moral leadership.
the leadership of this nation has a clear and immediate challenge to go to work effectively and go to work immediately to restore proper respect for law and order in this land, and not just prior to Election Day either. America's greatness is the greatness of her people. And let this generation then make a new mark for that greatness. Let this generation of Americans set a standard of responsibility that will inspire the world.
In your heart, you know he's right. Vote for Barry Goldwater.
It's a funny thing about Barry Goldwater. 6 different times he told the world he wants to make Social Security voluntary. Then he turns around and says he never said that. 5 times he's been quoted as saying we ought to get out of the UN. But now he turns around and says he never said that either. He voted against the tax cut. Then he turns around and says he wants to cut taxes. He made a big speech and said extremism in the defense of liberty is no vice. Then he turns around and says, I seek the support of no extremist. He suggested using nuclear weapons in Laos and in Vietnam. Then he turns around and says, quote, I have never advocated the use of nuclear weapons anywhere in the world. There's only one Lyndon Johnson. Vote for him on November 3rd. The stakes are too high for you to stay home.
I'm Raymond Massey, and this is what really gets me. This is a picture of a dead American soldier shot by the Viet Cong guerrilla in Vietnam. What's our government doing about it? And the 275 other dead Americans? Nothing, not a thing, because we are fighting a no-win war in Vietnam, a war we don't want to win. Well, as an American, I don't like it. I don't like our policy, and I don't like no-win wars, especially wars our men are getting butchered in. Don't you want to stop this war? Don't you care about what's happening over there? Well, I care. I care a lot. That's why I'm voting for Barry Goldwater. Barry Goldwater doesn't want to fight wars. Barry Goldwater wants to put a stop to that mess in Vietnam. That mess that's killing our men. That mess that's costing us $1 million a day. I'm going to vote for Barry Goldwater, and I urge you to do the same. Vote for a real American. Vote for Barry Goldwater. In your heart, you know he's right.
Back in July, in San Francisco, the Republicans held a convention. Remember him? He was there. Governor Rockefeller. Before the convention, he said Barry Goldwater's positions can, and I quote, spell disaster for the party and for the country. Or him? Governor Scranton. The day before the convention, he called Goldwaterism a, quote, crazy quilt collection of absurd and dangerous positions. Or this man, Governor Romney. In June, he said Goldwater's nomination would lead to the, quote, suicidal destruction of the Republican Party. So, even if you're a Republican with serious doubts about Barry Goldwater, you're in good company. Vote for President Johnson on November 3rd. The stakes are too high for you to stay home.
In your heart, you know he's right.
Go, go, Goldwater! Go, go, water! Let's go, go, water all the way! Just brave enough to cast your votes for Mr. USA! Go, water!
On at least 7 different occasions, Barry Goldwater has said he would drastically change the Social Security system. In the Chattanooga, Tennessee Times, in a Face the Nation interview, in the New York Times Magazine, in a Continental Classroom TV interview, in the New York Journal American, in a speech he made only last January in Concord, New Hampshire, and in the Congressional Record. Even his running mate, William Miller, admits that Barry Goldwater's voluntary plan would wreck your Social Security.
Too many have worked too long and too hard to see this threatened now by policies which promise to undo all that we have done together over all these years.
For over 30 years, President Johnson has worked to strengthen Social Security. Vote for him on November 3rd. The stakes are too high for for you to stay home.
I am happy to personally correct a serious misconception and untruth. Those opposing Senator Goldwater have tried to make you think Barry Goldwater is against the Social Security program. Nothing could be further from the truth. As a United States Senator, I know Barry Goldwater's voting record on Social Security. He has voted time and again for Social Security legislation, including the one that increased Social Security payments. He is for Social Security, in fact, wants to see it strengthened, and as I pointed out, has supported it time after time in the United States Senate.
Poverty is not a trait of character. It is created anew in each generation, but not by heredity, by circumstances. Today, millions of American families are caught in circumstances beyond their control. Their children will be compelled to live lives of poverty unless the cycle is broken. President Johnson's war on poverty has this one goal: to provide everyone a chance to grow and make his own way. A chance at education. A chance at training. A chance at a fruitful life. For the first time in the history of America, this can be done. Vote for President Johnson on November 3rd. The stakes are too high for you to stay home.
Hand over your heart. Ready? Begin.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America.
Оглядывайтесь. Мы вас не добили под Сталинградом. На Украине, в
Беларуси.
Против нас и будете опять готовить нападение, мы так ухнем.
I want American kids to grow up as Americans, and they will, if we have the guts to make our intentions clear. So clear they don't need translation or interpretation, just respect for a country prepared as no country in all history ever was.
In your heart, you know he's right. Vote for Barry Goldwater.
In a Saturday Evening Post article dated August 31st, 1963, Barry Goldwater said, "Sometimes I think this country would be better off if we could just saw off the eastern seaboard and let it float out to sea." Can a man who makes statements like this be expected to serve all the people justly and fairly? Vote for President Johnson on November 3rd. The stakes are too high for you to stay home.
An umbrella, just that, or the symbol for appeasement. A table, just that, or a sellout abroad. A wall, just that, unless it helps you remember what has happened to a billion people in this world and what can happen to you and to your children. As for me, I choose a free America for myself and my children. An America free for all people, always.
I look forward to the tomorrow in which high purpose and high morals will be restored to our high offices. I look forward to a time and a republic under God in which the American dream is still attainable and still sought. I look forward to shaping that tomorrow with you, with your families, and with all the people of this, our republic.
Vote Goldwater Miller for a new beginning.
When it's all over, and you're in the voting booth on November 3rd, keep this in mind. America is stronger and more prosperous than ever before. And we're at peace. Vote for President Johnson on November 3rd. The stakes are too high for you to stay home.
I asked to speak to you because I'm mad. I've known Barry Goldwater for a long time. When I hear people say he's impulsive and such nonsense, I boil over. Believe me, if it weren't for Barry keeping those boys in Washington on their toes, do you honestly think our national defense would be as strong as it is? And remember, when Barry talks about the way to keep the peace, when he says that only the strong can remain free, he knows what he's talking about. And I know the wonderful Goldwater family. Do you honestly believe that Barry wants his sons and daughters involved in a war? Do you think he wants his wife to be a wartime mother? Of course not. So join me, won't you? Let's get a real leader and not a power politician in the White House. Vote for Barry Goldwater.